question we get a lot in the Holocaust group. People wondering, what are the motives for the Holocaust scam? Why would the Jews, the fake Jews, the Khazars, whatever you want to call them, go to so much trouble to perpetuate what we know as the Holocaust, what they call the Holocaust? And it's a good question. Somebody came up the other day again and said, quote, "His question was posed to me today that I didn't feel I answered satisfactorily. What is the motive for the Holocaust? The evidence is very good. There are incentives, avoiding culpability, fomenting war, for one. But how would you explain the motive? That's a genuine question that I think deserves a detailed answer." So I thought I'd try and answer that to the best of my abilities. And I see three main reasons for perpetuating the Holocaust. And one, as this questioner pointed out correctly, covering up their own crimes, hiding the historical facts relating to the absolute bloodbath tsunami unleashed upon humanity by the Khazarian opportunistic interloper fake Jews. From the 1917 Bolshevik coup and resultant bloodbath, the treatment of the Kulaks, the Holodomor, the Armenian genocide, scuppering of the Kaiser's peace overtures during World War I, their endless scheming and demonic intrigues, their meddling in China. Nobody, but then nobody, can hold a candle to these cruel interlopers, pretend Jews, when it comes to mass murder and deliberate ethnic cleansing. So the Holocaust gives this mob the chance to, outrageously, actually play victim, wail and cry, and the world naively falls for it. Reason number two, I would say, is greed, reparations, extortion. There's no business like Shoah business, meaning that they milk it for every last dollar. The Khazarian gangsters are myopic to the nth degree in terms of spiritual outlook. They're not alone in that all-too-human failing, but they really do take it to galactic-scale excess. It's like they are immortal, and the only game in town is amassing money at the expense of absolutely everybody else, even their own. I saw one estimate way out of date that the German government alone has paid out $300 billion. Jews, with their myopic outlook, can see no further than the next scam, no holds barred. For people who boast of their superior culture and IQ, they are remarkably materialistic, greedy, and plain dumb. Reason number three, I express it this way: power play, political leverage. The fake Jews use the Holocaust to leverage far-ranging immunity from any and all deserved scrutiny and way overdue criticism of Khazars and Israel. With their stranglehold on the privately owned, misnamed Federal Reserve, which is owned by a cozy little clique of Jewish bankers, they are without conscience or scruple when it comes to ruthlessly amassing control over governments, the media, movies, and the general opinion and mindset of too many weak-minded Americans, who, ironically, the Jews privately hold in utter contempt. The Holocaust and the Pavlovian guilt trip, oh, more Holocaust, is used to silence those who would protest this. The education colossus of McGraw-Hill, print and publish, American high school and university textbooks. The fake history teaching, Germany bad, Allies good, has increasingly diverted so far from the truth that Americans are not just brainwashed, they are lobotomized. The boomer generation lead the way in this voluntary ignorance, closely allied with the Bible Belt Schofield Bible intrusion and the pitifully overused general mantra. I have been told this literally word for word. Quote, Jews are God's chosen people, and if you go against the Jews, you are going against God. See how that will work out for you. Unquote. As long as intellectually lazy as slugs Americans will not make any effort to do the research, the RICO operation of the fake Jews can steam ahead with little opposition. These are all very good reasons for the mob to scheme and intrigue to keep this hollow hoax scam going as long as possible. They are without shame. Ron Unz came out with a quote that I always liked, and it's relevant to this. In per capita terms, Jews were the greatest mass murderers of the 20th century, holding that unfortunate distinction by an enormous margin, and with no other nationality coming even remotely close. And yet, by the astonishing alchemy of Hollywood, the greatest killers of the last 100 years have somehow been transmuted into being seen as the greatest victims. A transformation so seemingly implausible that future generations will surely be left gasping in awe.